Attention, everyone! Wayfair's Black Friday preview sale is here early! Right now, score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair. Shipped in time for the holidays. Shop early Black Friday deals now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
We will get to NFL winners and losers in a second. Before that, we had a sneak attack during the break. You guys didn't see this.
Oh, what happened?
We had a special gift dropped off.
Whoa,
our friends at Ready Mixed Concrete.
Oh, nice. Oh, yes.
Look at these. We got some camo. I forgot his name. He didn't tell me his name. I'll talk to him after
Please
the show.
Please text us in.
I've talked to him before, and I forgot his name. But I will talk to him after the show. But
I think Ben wants one.
Ready Mixed Concrete.
I love concrete.
Ben, do you want one?
I'm going to pass him down. Here we go.
Do you wear a hat?
Ben's never wore a hat. Never seen
Ben
him
does not wear hats.
We see that.
I can tell he's feeling left out right now.
Yeah. Ben does not wear hats. He likes to show off his incredible hair. So
Ben, I think you're super duper.
But I'm not giving you this hat.
You don't get
because I happen to like this.
Ready Mixed Concrete. Thank you.
Wow.
For dropping that off during the break.
It's how about that? Just gifts.
Yes.
I'm putting it on too, Bill.
That looks good. That looks good.
How's that look?
I'm trying mine.
I feel like I'm
too.
Ready to mix some concrete.
Yeah. Kind of.
Imagine us three out pouring concrete.
Yes.
Yes.
We could do it.
I did concrete for several summers.
Yes, you did.
I did. Pulled strike off. Yeah, it was not.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, pulled strike off.
I don't know what that
strike means. Off, that's when you're pulling, you're leveling out the concrete. Yeah. And you're always like, hey, how about adding some water to that so it's not quite so thick? Yeah.
Is that how much?
Of course
how long?
You poured concrete.
You did that for a summer or 2 summers?
Just that 2 summers.
No kidding.
2 summers, yeah.
See?
It was nice.
We could do it.
And we could do it.
It's possible.
We talked about that.
Bill could walk us through it.
We'd like to build a deck sometime and have it on video.
It'd be a lot of laughter.
Be a lot of laughter. And Jake would be the one Googling things.
Yeah,
Jake
the whole
would be
time.
The one. He would be.
Okay, Jake, Bill says, do this here.
Do this right there. We need 6 boards cut at this. Here's what we need to have done.
Jeez, Jake.
Jeez.
Come on. Let's get, I'm the project manager over here.
Let's get this done. The project manager.
Over here.
I like to see him set up. I like to see one of those things where he has the unrolls the plan. Sitting there like
right,
that.
Guys.
Has the plans laid out. So I thought, all right, we're going to step two. Yes.
That'd we'll be have deadlines, though. We'd have to jack around all the time.
It's true.
Deadlines.
Thank you to our friends at Ready Mixed Concrete
deadlines.
For the hats. It is time for a week 13 edition of NFL Winners and Losers. Let's fire it up.
Fired up.
This, of course, is sponsored by our friends at Fuhrer's Cheese Spread. It is the holiday season, and if you don't have this on your table, that's your fault. It's your problem. You better get this at any local grocer. Put in your chili, as Bill does, or have it for any sort of party you have coming up. Fuhrer's Cheese Spread. Great stuff. To the winners, number one winner, I'm going to a player on this one. Russell Wilson has changed the narrative on his career the last to this year. How about this?
Okay.
Against the Bengals on the road, 29 of 38, 414 yards, 3 touchdowns. The Steelers put up 44 points in a 44-38 win. Against the Bengals. You don't see them ever score that kind of points. Russ was amazing on Sunday. And threw a pick six to Cam Taylor-Britt to begin the game also. After that, he was great.
So who does that just... Who has the narrative there?
What?
The head coach, Tomlin.
All of changed
sudden,
him.
Dude. Yeah, all of a sudden, he gets. Here's how we're doing things here. I mean, that's Tomlin.
Bill, you remember when you first took this job, we would despair, not maybe not you, but we would disparage Russ. Like, his career's over. He's horrible.
The Denver, everything about it was horrible. Right. Yeah, the entourage in the building, everything going on. All of a sudden like that. You think that's going on at Pittsburgh?
No.
I think there's really clear who's in charge of the team.
Now, Jake's in charge here, so keep going.
Number two, the Buffalo Bills just are a complete wagon. They clinched the AFC East by December 1st. It's over. They won the division. They beat the Niners 35-10. It was never close on Sunday Night Football. The snow, they were awesome. Josh Allen threw a pass and caught a pass on the same play.
He's credited for a touchdown pass and a touchdown reception on the same play.
You saw the replay, so they showed the highlight during the break. But yeah, he throws a pass to Amari Cooper, and Cooper gets stuffed, so he flips it to Allen, who comes around, and runs for 7 yards, dives for a touchdown. That's an alpha quarterback right there. Love Josh Allen. 35-10 defense. Run defense was not great. They still blew out the Niners 35-10.
I talked snow football with Jay Foreman last night, texting. Just what it was like to play in the snow. It's incredible the amounts of snow that they get. I mean, you see what the stands look like?
And Jay was a Buffalo Bill.
He had to play in that and just know what it's like. Just trying to get to the stadium had to be unreal. Sorry, Jake. I'm screwing you.
You're fine. Number three winner. How about the Commanders' run game? They had 45 carries for 267 yards against the Titans, a 42-19 win. They had one guy over 100 yards, another guy for 97 yards in the run game.
Who got over 100?
Brian Robinson Jr. Yeah. Chris Rodriguez came in the second half and had 97 yards because they were just trying to put the game away. He kept running the football. Commanders, 8-5 on the season. Nice win for them. Number four, let's go Shane Steichen and the Colts. It wasn't a pretty game, but he was very aggressive. The Colts were down 24-17. With 13 seconds to go. Richardson throws a touchdown pass to make it a one-point game. Mm-hmm. They go for two.
Went for two.
And they run Richardson up the middle. They get it.
Ooh.
They win 25-24 again. Not the prettiest game, but going for 2 points in that situation was ballsy.
Mm-hmm.
And he got it to work. So the Colts are still alive in the playoff race at 6-7.
Ballsy.
It was ballsy. I had to say that. Number five winner, I'm going back to running back. Tampa Bay's Bucky Irving. 25 carries, 152, and a touchdown in a 26-23 win in overtime on the road at Carolina. The Bucs are still alive in the playoff picture as well in the NFC South.
Okay.
To the losers, number one loser, this guy has been automatic his whole career. He has fallen off a cliff. Justin Tucker, Ravens kicker, lost in that football game.
They missed three, right?
He missed two field goals and an extra point.
What happened to Tucker?
24-19 Eagles at home in Baltimore. Tucker pulls the field goal left, pushes one right, and hits the upright on an extra point, and they lose the game by 5.
Isn't it amazing that Tucker's gone bad?
The yips.
I think he's missed like 10 kicks this year now.
Never would have guessed it.
John Harbaugh says sticking with him, he's our guy, but he has cost them in some games this year. Who would have thought he would be number one ever on a loser list, but he is. Number two, Kirk Cousins has not been good the last couple weeks. He threw 4 picks at home in a 17-13 loss to the Chargers on Sunday. 4 picks. 4.
Not good.
4 interceptions. A lot of Michael Penix cheers going on in Atlanta right now.
I think Kirk's still
really good.
Penix. Probably something like
careful
that.
Careful with that one.
He's got to be careful with that one.
Yeah.
Saying it's ballsy. All right, go.
Falcons are 6-6. They will play at Minnesota this week. A Kirk Cousins reunion.
Disappointment is clear.
Kirk Cousins playing back at Minnesota this weekend. Big game.
Okay.
Going to his old team.
Yep, stomping.
Number three, a game I was at. Dolphins tackling. 20 missed tackles accounted for officially for 132 extra yards in a 30-17 loss to the Packers. It was abysmal, shameful, pathetic. Horrible tackling in cold weather. Packers didn't miss many tackles. Dolphins missed all the tackles.
Jake went to Green Bay and then Iowa City.
That's two nights in a row.
There wasn't that many missed tackles. There's one play of missed tackles in Nebraska, Iowa, but the Dolphins game was an entire game.
And in between, Jake did a show from the swimming pool in Days Inn.
That was incredible.
In Nina.
Yeah.
Nina,
that was incredible.
Well, it was. He's in a swimming pool.
Number four, loser, Bears time management. Once again, it got Matt Eberflus fired. We went through this on Friday, but
it's the most egregious thing I've ever seen.
Ooh, that's saying something.
Just time management. Like I said, every place I've ever been, when there is a sack in a situation just like that, it's immediate timeout. It's timeout. And okay, we got to figure it out. Now we don't have a timeout. We have to get some yards. We have 36 seconds left. So we have time to do things. They wasted. I mean, it was
terrible.
And then, when it got down to about 10, I think he didn't know what to do then. He's like, I don't even know what to do now.
With Robinhood Gold, you don't need a silver spoon to eat up the financial favors of the 1%. Robinhood Gold allows the resourceful individual to earn the very liberal rate of 4.25% APY on uninvested cash and be rewarded with a handsome 3% retirement boost on IRA account contributions. Robinhood Gold provides the privileges of a high net worth for any net worth for just $5 a month. The new gold standard is here. Sign up at Robinhood.com/gold. Terms apply. For product-specific disclosures, visit Robinhood.com/gold. Investing involves risk. Rate may change. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold, LLC.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen from Early Break here to tell you about Cigars International. I've always loved kicking back with a great cigar, especially as the weather cools down. It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch the game, or just enjoy a little fall evening outside on the deck. And when it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International has become my go-to. They have everything, whether I'm looking for a classic favorite or trying something new. Cigars International never disappoints. They're the go-to retailer for all things cigars, with the biggest selection of premium handmade cigars available anywhere. Cigars International offers unbeatable deals and discounts, making it easy to stock up on all your favorites or try something new without breaking the bank. With fast shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every single order. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. But it's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more to elevate your smoking experience. Visit CigarsInternational.com today and explore their incredible selection of premium cigars and unbeatable deals. For our listeners only, they're giving you 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping when you use code EARLYBREAK at checkout. That's CigarsInternational.com. Use promo code EARLYBREAK, all one word, at checkout, EARLYBREAK, for 20% off your purchase of $50 or more and free shipping. Whether you're looking for the perfect fall cigar or just want something new, Cigars International has you covered.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Throw it. I mean, it was so awful. Also, here's the other thing, too. When you've done your job as an offensive coordinator, which means I've put them in field goal range, I've done that. Then they take a sack. Just don't take a sack. Just run the football. Just kick.
No, it's terrible.
You know, it was just the
cost guys' job.
The mismanagement was
incredible. They were in field goal range after the pass interference call and went backwards. Didn't stop the clock. Game over. Eberflus rightfully so fired after six straight losses.
And took the timeout to the locker room.
He did.
Took the timeout to the locker room. Never used it. Never happened.
Number five loser. Now, this team won, but this unit was horrible for the team. We brought up last week, Commanders, special teams was terrible. This week, it was the Seahawks. They beat the Jets 26-21, but they had, on three consecutive kickoffs, fumbles.
Ooh.
They lost two of them. Ooh. On kickoff returns, they lost two fumbles. They got one back, and then they gave up a 99-yard kickoff return the other way.
Ooh.
They win the game 26-21, but the return unit and kickoff unit was horrific for the Seahawks on Sunday in a win against the Jets.
God, I still love to see kickoff returns. I just want that part of the game. I just love seeing that. A lot of people aren't.
Bill, three straight returns they fumble on. Yeah. Lost two of them, got one back. Yeah. Horrible. In the NFL. That is your NFL winners and losers,
winners
sponsored
and losers
by our friends at Furious Cheese Spreads. By the way, the score last night, Broncos 41, Browns 32. We mentioned that Jameis had 497 yards passing. Remember how Deshaun Watson couldn't get over 100 yards this year? And Jameis just puts up all sorts of yards.
It's always has.
I don't know what's going on with Deshaun. He's out for the season, but different offense. Again, picks are a problem still for Jameis, but he puts up a lot of yards. He does.
Jameis just whips it into coverage all the time.
He does. He's a two gunslinger. Pick sixes.
He's a gunslinger.
He threw six touchdowns yesterday.
Two to the wrong team.
Two to the wrong team.
But still, six
good
overall.
Good job, Jake.
It is time now for the game show. Please call us right now.
Call us
at 464-568-5. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. The board tells me you guys have lost two straight.
Nope.
Oh, Ben.
We won yesterday. Ben just changed
it. As of last segment.
He changed it like 9 seconds
ago. You won yesterday. Yes. So it's 46-38. Today's topic, we're going back to one week. These are fresh ones today. College nicknames. Nicknames for schools.
Oh, don't feel great.
Oh, come on.
Because, well, you know that Jake's going to go very obscure.
These are not going to be the most obvious ones. They're not giving you Big Ten schools or Big 12.
Yeah, it's like that.
Crimson Tide.
Michigan.
That will not be one today. 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now.
Been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the nickname Sip and Bill in trivia. College nicknames are topic today. You guys think I'm going to try to spool you and trick you today or what?
Yes.
I don't know.
Okay.
But we'll be fine, Bill. You always surprise yourself.
Craig, how do you feel about college nicknames today?
Feeling pretty good here.
All right. Ooh, he feels good.
All right.
What's the name?
Craig.
Craig.
Craig. All right, Craig, first question to you. Bill, a lifeline for Sip for one question. As always, Craig, what is the nickname for Liberty University?
Blaine.
Oh, he seems like almost...
He didn't even finish.
We knew that.
He seemed annoyed by the question.
Yes. Ben, we knew that. Yes.
1-0 lead for Craig. Sip, what is the nickname for Florida International University, FIU?
Hmm.
The home of Pitbull.
They just fired Pitbull McIntyre.
They did. They fired McIntyre.
They just fired
McIntyre.
Could
you do FAU?
I cannot do FAU.
Because I could do that one.
Okay, let's think about this. Florida International. I don't have an earthly idea. Florida International.
I'm sorry, Craig?
I think
Craig knows this one, so you might want to get
it. Better hit it, boys.
Oh, boy.
He's talking smack.
Yeah, I like it.
Five seconds. Five.
Is it some sort of a cat, you think, Steve?
Yeah, the Panthers. Is Bill counting that?
No.
He didn't say the
answer. Ruling.
Yeah.
Ruling.
Do I still have him? I'm going to say you still have him.
Yeah. All right.
Interesting, okay. Craig.
Very interesting, Bill.
1-1 tie.
1-1.
Craig, last question. What is the nickname for Sam Houston?
Cowboys?
Is it the Cowboys? No.
Now, we don't have to take...
No, I think we pass. Tell me it's not the Cougars.
It's the Bearcats.
Okay.
The Bearcats.
Bearcats, yeah.
We can win. Okay. This is for the W.
For the win, and Bill is in play.
Yeah, we're golden.
What is the nickname for Stephen F. Austin? Stephen F. Austin?
I don't feel great about
this. No.
I don't.
This is a tough one.
5 seconds.
Stephen F. Austin.
Five.
What should their name be?
Four. Three. Two.
Say something, Steve.
One.
The Cowboys.
Do you want that, Craig? Or do you want to go with the tiebreaker?
I think it's the Lumberjacks.
Brilliant.
The Lumberjacks is correct for Stephen F.
If you'd have said
Austin.
Northern Arizona, I would have said Lumberjacks.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they're called the Lumberjacks.
Yeah. They are.
I don't see a lot of woodworking going on down there in Stephen F.
I have to check that out.
I'm surprised by that.
Craig, congrats. We get your bagels. Thanks for calling in and calling down the road.
Now we're back to zero again. Streaks at
nice
zero.
Nice win today for Craig.
That's disheartening,
this
Bill.
This is for Bill for the tiebreaker, of course. Bill, what year was Liberty University founded?
Ooh. 1986.
Okay.
I think it was before that, wasn't it?
What would you put for a year?
Liberty founded. Is this Falwell?
Yes, Jerry Falwell, yes.
I'd say 66.
1971. 73 years ago.
Okay.
So. That's a tough loss today, but congrats to Craig. He's winning the
Craig
Bengals.
Craig got us.
He felt confident going in.
He did.
He zapped
and we
us.
Had our chances. We had our chances.
It's too. Really disheartening to lose. I like to win these and go off into the day with a victory, and we don't have
so this
that.
This will affect your day it. Then, probably.
Maybe. What do you have today, Steve? Writing again?
Just writing. I mean, keeping up with the news is all I have. Yeah.
a lot of text threads.
Well, yeah, I don't do a lot of that, no. Just try to keep up. Try to keep up. There'll be some portal entries. I don't know. It's a certain. I don't really. I'm not asked.
Who makes the portal? Is it basically the athlete that makes a statement on, like, X?
Right.
That says, hey, I'm.
Right. It's.
With the long, you know.
You know, there's a guy at On3 named Hayes Fawcett. He's a mm-hmm. young guy, and the student athletes go to him to make their graphics.
Okay.
So On3 obviously gets a jump on a lot of these because he's making graphics for, like, Mekhi Bayer.
Gotcha.
You know, he's just busy making graphics right now.
Yeah. Okay.
There'll be some things happen today.
Yeah.
Yeah, be a busy day for us. I'm sure a lot of things to write about today.
So real quick, though.
Yes.
So trending towards pinstripe.
Yeah, bowl game, I would say yesterday, it felt like the momentum went to pinstripe.
And then is second Nashville or is second Arizona?
Yeah, I'd say Nashville would be second. Yeah.
Still some thoughts on Duke's Mayo and Charlotte, though.
Sure.
It's possible.
Sure.
So.
And Phoenix then fourth, probably.
We'll have some updates with that soon. The spillover is next on Early Break in the Ticket.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built, 50 years ago. It's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge, from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.